Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, hello there. Haven't I got an exciting little event to put in your calendar today? I would love you to be a part of the big Clare House Ball this year. A fantastic evening that's been planned to raise money for this amazing charity. And of course, Liverpool, I need you behind this one. We all think of Clare House and we think of it being on the Wirral. Well, a new site in Liverpool means the communities right here on our doorstep need to step up and challenge themselves to raise some money to help make this place a success. And I'm going to kick things off by hosting a ball at Thornton Manor to raise as much money as we possibly can. Now, in today for this fantastic podcast, we have two wonderful women who are huge successes in their own right. Sandra Kirkham, MD of Progress to Excellent Group. Sandra's so passionate about Clare House and she's the headline sponsor for this brilliant ball that we're planning. And Jan Sutherland Oakes, who's the Director of Clinical Services at Clare House. She's going to give us a real insight into the hospice, what's going on and what we need to do to help these girls out. Don't go anywhere. Maybe book your tickets to join us on the night. Here we go then. This is Ladies of Liverpool, Clare House.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Two fantastic ladies here with lots to talk about. First and foremost, for anyone listening now who'd love to be part of an amazing event, I'm going to ask Sandra to tell me all about what we've got coming up.
Okay, we have got the most fantastic event that's coming up, which is the Clare House Annual Ball. It's a black tie event. It's a one-off for Clare House, and this is their real opportunity to go out to our community and actually celebrate the work that they do and recognise that we need as a community to get behind them and make sure that we fundraise on the night and we make sure that Clare House continues to offer the brilliant services they do to families that need their support.
Yes, so true. So, Jan, you're here with us now. You can talk to me about Clare House and to everyone else, just to explain how important Clare House is to so many families right across the Northwest.
Clare House has been in existence now for just over 20 years and, you know, we've continued to grow over those 20 years, particularly in the last 5 years. We've seen the demand for our services rapidly grow. Mm. And that's our challenge and we have to keep pace with that growth. We want to provide care for every child and family that needs us. We know we don't quite yet do that. We want to reach out to as many as families as we can. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to raise as much money as we can.
Well, for those who don't know, what services do Clare House provide?
So Clare House obviously has a hospice building on the Wirral and we have 10 beds there which provides residential care for children who have short break respite care. Mm-hmm. But to give families a much needed break or time together as a family, that's part of what we do.
Yeah.
Also in the hospice then, if children need to come in from hospital when they've been acutely unwell or they're coming to us and they've chosen the hospice as their place for end of life care.
Right.
We also have our butterfly suites there where children can stay with their families after they have died as well. So mm-hmm. that's the services we offer at the hospice and that's with a team of nurses, support workers, play specialists, physios, OTs, everybody working together to provide that care.
That's
there.
Right. And Clare House on the Wirral's been such a success for a long time.
Yeah.
But then you decided to spread your wings just a little bit and head over to Liverpool. Can you tell everyone a bit more about your site that's based in West Derby?
Just to lead you into that, I think when I joined Clare House about 7 years ago, it was very much just about the building and hospice on the Wirral, and we knew that there was far more families over here on Merseyside in Liverpool that we weren't reaching. So one of the first things I did was to grow an outreach team so staff could go out and reach children and families, provide care at the home and particularly reach them in intensive care in the neonatal units, and that's where our biggest demand has come from. And that really proved that we needed a second site. We needed somewhere that was closer to Alderhay, closer to the women's, closer to the families who were finding it hard to reach us on the Wirral site as well. And that's we were so lucky, you know, lots of meetings with nuns and lunches and being fed by people. Actually was so lucky to find a site. My brief to my chief exec and estates manager was 10 to 15 minutes to Alderhay. You know, it's got to be located within a community, lots got to have decent grounds, and lo and behold we found a fantastic location.
It really is amazing. I've been and I've had a look around. There were just a few furnished rooms on the bottom floor. And I was was up, you know, obviously nosy poke. I was up in all the attic rooms and looking for ghosts. And
there's definitely ghosts there.
You know, on the top floor, there were suitcases I found in a cupboard. Yeah. You've probably seen them yourselves. Like, and in the wardrobes, like, there's still bedrooms from when the nuns lived there.
Did you see where they got food in through parcels? Yes!
The step. Well, there's the step when you make the final step to being a nun. So when we first went, the nuns were still there. They were just leaving.
Oh, really?
So we met Sister Mary, who was the Mother Superior at the time, and, you know, and she was passionate about the convent being part of the community, doing something good, not being a housing estate, not being a shopping centre, because they could have, that's what they could have done with that site.
And that's where the money is, isn't it? The people will sell those for millions and millions to the big super store chains who'll come in and spend a fortune.
But she really connected with our cause. We brought her over to Clare House, and this is a silent order that don't say much. She said a lot, actually.
She liked to eat. She'd fit in with us three.
She liked to eat. She's a absolutely remarkable lady. And actually, she absolutely connected with the children, with the families, with the staff of Clare House. And I think from there on inwards, I think she had a huge influence with the diocese and the archbishop about actually what that site could be used for. So, you know, it was all meant to be. And that we, as you're right, we've now converted the lower floor. We're doing some daycare services there. We've got some counselling services running out of there and some complementary therapies, which is great. So we've started.
Fantastic services, but costs a lot of money to provide.
Absolutely.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So, Sandra, we can't do this big event to raise all the money we want to raise for Clare House without you. So talk to me about your role and what you're doing to help make this night a huge success.
Okay, well, just to give you some background, I've been involved with Clare House now probably on a more active level for the last 10 years. And that's because my group of businesses predominantly started on the Wirral in Birkenhead. I'm a great believer that if we own a business or we run a business, we've got a responsibility to our community.
Yeah.
Clare House is a real active part of our community. And people have lots of myths, and there's lots of casual conversations about Clare House, lots of assumptions. Actually, Clare House are quite a wealthy charity. They aren't.
Right.
They need that funding. But actually, they're a very proud charity. And I've got more actively involved over the last couple of years with Clare House around actually how proud they should be to go out, hold their heads up high and say, do you know what, in order for our community to keep this facility running, we need the support of business owners.
Yeah.
We need the support of everybody, every employee, every person that lives on the Wirral, every person that lives across Liverpool City region. We've got a responsibility. We want our communities to be great. And, you know, on Wirral, I just think we carry that pride. I also chair Wirral Chamber of Commerce and I represent the business voice. And I know they're ambitious, but also they want to look after their own.
Yeah.
They want to look after and they want to make sure the Clare House is so well supported that they continue to trade. Because what a travesty that would be if they can't.
Yes. And what's your business? Tell me more about what you do.
I have a chain of schools and adult learning provision that stretch across the... Our schools go across the whole of the United Kingdom. And we support young people aged 12 to 16 who can't survive in mainstream school.
Yeah.
So basically, the whole concept of our group is around actually people who have suffered social disadvantage, and we try and take them into more secure environments and actually improve their social circumstances and actually help them to earn money as well.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make them more economically successful. Actually, you know, if I take our schools, Progress Schools, and I look at how they fundraise, every one of my businesses has to choose the charity and has to support a charity. And that includes our end users then, our supply chain, the people that actually provide goods for us now must share our social values, because if they don't, why would we want to trade with them?
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to be really true about this and we're going to make an impact, we've got to say to businesses, join us, let's get stronger together and let's support the charities. Clare House is the most amazing charity. You know, I take my employees there and we drive along in the car, and in trepidation they go, I don't know whether I want to go in, I don't know whether I'm going to cry,
I
don't know whether I'm going to be upset. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to come in, you don't have to go into some of the areas you think may upset you, but it's the most uplifting experience anybody could ever have.
Yes, it really
and,
is.
And you know, that's why I'm behind Clare House, because we're all busy, and in the business world, everybody's very busy telling everybody how busy they are and how they've got no time and they'd love to go to Clare House, but guess what, they're going to have to cancel. Bad excuse. Lift your head up high, get into Clare House, put your money behind Clare House and be proud that you've done that, because that's what I'm doing, that's what my business is doing, that's what every business in my group does. And they respect Clare House. They want to support it. We have lots of fundraising activities. We shadow the calendar that Clare House have on their activities as well. And we make sure that we're actively involved. When I come across people that I know have got money, yeah, I'm not too proud to go and ask them to get their hands in the pocket.
And that's what's going to happen on this night.
On our night is all
on
about.
Our big night.
And those people that have said can't come, it's fine, that's okay. There's a list of what you can support for Clare House. What would you like to donate if you can't come?
Just drop your money in and stay in the house and watch the telly. But we are raising money that night by hook or by crook.
Ladies, all Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So this big Clare House ball, right, for the year, we're all going to be heading down to Thornton Manor. It's Friday the 4th of October and it starts at 7 o'clock. So many ways on the night to help raise money. If you're thinking you can't get down there but you'd like to raise money, you can find Clare House online on every social media page. You can get in touch with them there. But if you would like to come, now this is the story I know about the tickets. We sold out.
Yeah.
And then we released some extra tickets and now the ball keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. How many people are we expecting on the night, girls?
Well, currently we're expecting 350 and we've got more in reserve and we keep going and saying, okay, we can cram another table in there, we can move another table in there. And I keep saying, don't say no to anybody.
Can I put another tent
many
up?
People. As many people as, because it's going to be such an amazing night and everybody will be truly moved. Absolutely, they'll shed a tear.
Yes.
But you know what? There's so much enjoyment and happiness on that night. People should share in that as well.
Yeah, it's called One Chance. Can you talk to me about where that name comes from?
One Chance, I think what Clare House is absolutely remarkable at doing, the whole team working together, working with families, to make sure that whatever time they've got with their child or family is remarkable, is special. Sometimes we only have that one chance to get it right. If your child is going to die, we have only got one chance.
Oh.
So we have to get that right. Working together as a team, whether that family wants their child to die at home, whether they want to come into the hospice, we will work together to make sure that we can meet the wishes of that family, of that child, and make it as special as we can do and as perfect as we can be. We can't change it. Mm-hmm. We can't stop it happening. But we can come alongside families at the most difficult of times to try and make that journey as okay it can be. We can't change the outcome, but that's what Clare House is about. It's about making sure that we have got one chance and we will work our socks off to make sure we do our best to get it right for that family. So I think a big thing, picking up on what Sandra said before about what Clare House is about, I think for every community, you know, there are children and families facing the most unimaginable things and they're all there. They're not hidden away. They're not in a house for us. And I think, you know, when you're facing the fact that your child is unlikely to live to adulthood, maybe only a few days, weeks or months, you know, it is the most unimaginable thing and none of us can ever imagine what it'd be like to be in those shoes.
And I think that's the struggle with places like Clare Houses. You don't, as a mum, I don't want to think about that.
I actually
feel like I can't think too hard about it. So on nights like this that we're doing together, you don't have to necessarily delve too deeply into that. We just celebrate these children's lives, whether they're still with us or they've passed and they're past legends of Clare House. We can come down and we can celebrate
You know, how inspirational are those parents as well? You know, they absolutely become the greatest advocates for Clare House, and rightly so that they do, because they are the best people to tell that
story.
Because that's what makes people connect, and people will only give when they feel a connection. And actually, I think that night will give that connection 100%. I'm confident people will feel that connection and they'll become great supporters to Clare House moving forward.
Another Liverpool mum who's going to be taken to the stage on our big event.
Rebecca Ferguson.
We've got Rebecca Ferguson.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tell me about that. Did she quickly agree to take part?
She did. Do you know what? She's just been a delight in terms of wanting to participate on the night. And actually, for us as well, when we start to look at a ball, an event of a black tie, that you want to be so significant and so different. We wanted somebody from Liverpool that we knew would connect with Clare House and would absolutely inspire the audience. And that was our first one on the list. And actually, we weren't prepared to move down the list.
No, you wanted Rebecca Ferguson.
That was the one we wanted.
Yes.
And, you know, there were lots of we could have. And it was like, we're not having, we are having the person that we want. And actually, it came together in a very chaotic way, I have to be honest, but nonetheless, we got there and it was absolutely amazing that she's going to be there on the night.
I bet she's thrilled herself, isn't she, to be there. Yes. We've got Simon Rimmer.
Excellent.
So if people don't know who Simon Rimmer is, can you tell everyone a little bit about him?
Who's the chef, isn't
he? Well, he's the chef, isn't he, off the television. Yeah. And I don't know whether anybody watches that on a Sunday morning. Yeah. But I was thinking, imagine if you could get that room and we could do cheers, Simon, cheers, Tim, of the whole audience. That's my mission on the night as well. So we get a little bit of TV coverage in there as well. Yeah.
He's also got the pub in West Kirby.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he's got his pub in West Kirby.
If people are listening now and they're tempted to buy the tickets, you might be tempted not just by the thought of coming and doing something fantastic and raising money for a fabulous cause, but also you're going to be mixing with a couple of celebrities. Who knows who's going to be in the audience?
Yes.
I've heard rumours of people that are going to be coming and I don't want to ruin it too much. But girls, tell us, how much are the tickets and where can we buy them?
Right, tickets are online with Clare House on the Clare House fundraising team. You can go on the Twitter feed at Clare House. You can go into LinkedIn on Clare House. You can pick the phone up and ring Clare House. Mm-hmm. So it's all done through their team. And we are selling tables of 10 rather than individual tickets at the moment. Yeah. And they're selling for £1,000 for a table of 10. Mm-hmm. On that night as well, you get the most amazing three-course dinner and you get a prolific amount of alcohol for those that want to participate in it as well.
That is well worth it. Yeah, isn't it well worth it? Get on your WhatsApp groups now, girls and boys. Find that group of mates that you know you'll have a ball with and come join us for an event that is going to be unforgettable.
Absolutely memorable.
Well done so far, ladies, for making this such a success. And on the night, I just know it's going to be fantastic.
We do too.
We do too.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.